to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center, for supporting this podcast. Today, we'll be reading from the devotional, which is the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. Focus your entire being on my living presence. I am most assuredly with you, enveloping you in my love and peace. While you relax in my presence, I am molding your mind and cleansing your heart. I am recreating you into the one I designed you to be. As you move from stillness into the activities of your day, do not relinquish your attentiveness to me. If something troubles you, talk it over with me. If you get bored with what you are doing, fill the time with prayers and praise. When someone irritates you, don't let your thoughts linger on that person's fault. Gently nudge your mind back to me. Every moment is precious if you keep your focus on me. Any day can be a good day because my presence permeates all time. Psalms 89, verse 15 through 16 says, "Blessed are those who have learned to acclaim you, who walk in the light of your presence, O Lord. They rejoice in your name all day long. They exult in your righteousness." Again, that was Psalms 89, verse 15 and 16. So that is the word on today. So our topic for today is learning valuable lessons from children. And if you are able to have some time, if you have your own children, or even if you have some time to spend with anybody else's children, you'll learn quite a lot through their eyes. You know, as adults, we have lived and learned and gone through so many different experiences. Sometimes we feel like we know everything. You can just see life through their eyes, which is a little bit different through adults. I'm going to give you four valuable lessons that you can learn from children. We're going to start with number one, which is just being observant. So when I think about being observant, I think of how kids notice everything, you know, even as infants, you know, once they, of course, they have normally their vision and everything, and then once they're able to focus on an object and you start moving the object and they go left to right. Children are just very observant. They look at everything. You know, you get to a point where they're toddlers or, you know, getting into the school age and they just start staring at people. So you have to teach them not to be rude and not to stare. But they're so interested and engaged in whatever that they see. And so it almost hypnotizes them. So I think we can learn to just be observant around us, you know, wherever you are. Notice your surroundings. Notice what's around you. Just notice different situations that you're in. Just be more observant in life. So number two, children have a freeing spirit, you know. They have that nonchalant, you know, everything is fine, everything is good, kind of freeing, loving spirit about them because they have no worries. You know, they're children. Not only with their free spirit, you know their emotions. If they're sad, you see them down, drooping, you know, having an attitude of sadness. But if they're happy, they are showing their happiness and joy. So they really have that freedom to show really their emotions to everything. I think we can learn from that. Just being able to enjoy life, you know, having good intentions about everything, not always thinking about our problems as adults. So once again, number one was just being observant. And then number two was having a freeing spirit. We're going to take a short break for our sponsors and return, and we'll discuss number three and number four regarding valuable lessons that we can learn from children. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones, and we're back from the break. And our discussion today is valuable lessons that we can learn from children. So the first two valuable lessons that we talked about before the break were, number one, being observant. Two was having a freeing spirit. Three is truthful, and how honest children are. So be very careful when you are talking with a child, you know, especially if you're asking questions to them, they are going to be brutally honest. And that's what I really, truly love about children. Just seeing life through their eyes and just experiencing different things with them. They're totally honest about everything. They're very blunt with their statements. They really don't care how it's going to make you feel. They just say what's on their mind and that's it. And sometimes that's hard to accept because it could be things that you don't want to hear. But I think it is a valuable lesson to always be truthful. You're learning this aspect through a child and what they experience. Once again, they're always going to be honest and truthful to you. No matter if you want to hear the good, bad, or the ugly, you're going to get the total honest truth through them. So that's number three, truthful and honesty. Number four is fearless, which I think is such an awesome, valuable lesson that we can get from children, is that they don't have fear. You know, fear is almost kind of learned. They have that fearless attitude, which actually brings them a lot of strength. Because just for instance, thinking about a child climbing a tree, they'll just climb a tree. You know, I have boys, so they do things like that. Even girls do things like that also. They have no worries about getting injured or what could happen. They are just totally fearless. You know, when I think about also kids first experiencing swimming, you know, a lot of little kids don't have any fear into jumping in a pool because they think, oh, it's harmless. Where we have to teach, you know, the safety skills of being around a pool or in a pool. But initially, a lot of young kids will want to just jump in the deep end. They have no fear of water or fear of jumping into, you know, the deep end of the pool. It just, swimming sounds fun. They want to have fun. And so they have that fearless element about them, which is strength. So we just as parents have to direct them into the right things to do. But I do believe there is a valuable lesson in being fearless. So once again, I'm going to give you those four elements of valuable lessons that you can learn from children. Again, one was being observant. Two was having a freeing spirit. Three was being truthful and honest. And four was being fearless. I hope this is a reminder to those of you to, if you have some time and don't have children, just get around them. You will have a new glance of life and experience of life all over again. Kids are so cool and kids are so funny. I mean, I love conversations with even toddlers. My two-year-old classes were one of my favorite classes because just the conversations that we would have would be so hilarious. But just the freeing spirit that an infant or a child or a toddler have, it's just a different experience to have. And I suggest have those experience with children often. It kind of takes you away from your reality and see how they are living in their reality. Learn from children. I think as adults, once again, we think that we know it all. And sometimes we can learn really true, valuable lessons from children. And one thing that we can take away is just the authentic human beings that children are. And, you know, we as parents and adults try to curve their behaviors and direct them in the way that we want them to be raised. But there is an innocence about children and their point of view of things until they get kind of cultivated into what we as adults want them to be. So thank you for listening on today. I hope this was a helpful reminder that we can learn from others and especially from children. So this is a good conversational piece that you can have with your friends and family. We definitely want to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting each and every podcast that we have. Once again, Gymnast United is a nonprofit 501c3 organization that benefits athletes for mental health counseling and injury rehabilitation for those athletes. If you would like to donate to us, you may. You can go to www.anchor.fm/Gymnast United Inc. Or you may purchase some awesome gymnastics accessories. You can go to www.gymnastunitedstore.org. Also, to contribute to this podcast, you can subscribe to our podcast as low as 99 cents. So please do so. Also, just share this podcast with your friends and family. Thank you once again for listening each and every week. We appreciate it. Once again, thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Have a wonderful day. Oh,